I'm Ed Winchester. Please
release me, let me go. You'd get the person on, do their funny bit, and get off again and cut all the other stuff out.
And then get on to something else, just in case it's not very good.
Quick, get off. Go on, get him on.
Paul and I knew we wanted to work together, and we started getting people in that we liked.
And then we got Arabella, John and Simon.
Well, the way I see it was a bit like a bank job. You know, everyone had their own role, and they kind of got recruited. You know, the guy underneath the car goes... You're still doing safes. Yeah, I am. Come on, then.
I went, oh, what shall I do? What shall I do? And they went, do someone who's like you. And I went, what do you mean like me? And they went, oh, you know, what was going on about, you know, when there's something else entirely different going on, is going on about what she looks like and does she look fat? And I went, I'm not like that. And then, where you are, that was the birth of Does My Bum Look Big In This?
People didn't really know where it was coming from or what was going on.
And I remember watching the recording of Ted and Ralph and thinking, what do they think they're doing?
I think it was, oh, isn't it soccer? You know, marvellous. Small boys in the park.
Well, he picked on that voice. But Paul was very good at going, no, it's funny, you know, because if I'm writing a catch, I generally have a voice in my head saying it's not that good. So Paul would go, no, it's good, it's funny, you know, carry on. And then Charlie would be more like to say, what's the joke? And he said, come on, Simon. And he said, everyone's got a catchphrase, even James Bond.
Charlie said it once years ago. We are essentially a dysfunctional family. Charlie and Paul are the mum and dad, and the rest of us are going, please like this. Please, can you like me?
Well, the beauty of the show is that our producers were in the show, and they were funny people.
And you go, hey, who's that past me? It's marvellous. Well, his name is Andrew Rollo, and I met him fishing in Iceland. And he had this very stern woman with him, and she said, Andrew, nobody can understand a word you're saying. Now, come along.
The hardest ones to write after a while was Suit You, really, because they had no depth.
But then... I was a new northerner in an exciting capital. Yeah, and I was just party boy.
Me and John wouldn't mind having a late night, and they would not be above... Paul would certainly not be above reprimanding you in front of the whole crew.
It was always our sign-off line. Yeah. It was a kind of goodbye. Boutros, Boutros Ghali.
And my father, whose speciality was the Middle East, and he knew Boutros, Boutros Ghali very well, and he said, is that supposed to be funny?
I often say that when I'm abroad.
What's the secret, Paul Whitehouse, of... to sound rather...
you don't need to call me Whitehouse all the time, Sue McGregor.
You mean it has... I don't mind being called Sue McGregor.
Money. Having a laugh with you, dear.
You know, there's kind of people that are kind of technicians that perform comedy, and you know, well, they know the timing's just about right. We have a warmth because we've got funny bones.
Didn't people start saying, suits me, sir, suits you, sir?
Were you up the lady last night, sir? Oh, did you want it, sir? Also, I remember a clothes shop in Enfield when I was a kid that we used to go in, and they were very over-familiar. Staff in there. They'd come into the changing room. There's plenty of room in there, isn't there, young man? And
Jesse's Diets, the guy who comes out of the shed, said, this week I'll be mostly eating tiramisu. Well, he's not
Kenny,
here.
Terrapins.
But that is one of the things that people... I mean, I use Twitter a lot. Every day people are saying, oh, this week I'll be mostly... watching Borgen or whatever.
I can tell you my wedding day was the unhappiest day of my life. And I couldn't stop. Everybody thought I was the mother of the bride. And I just kept doing her, and Paul and Charlie went, do someone who talks like that. And then I spent ages... First she was going to be someone who worked in a canteen saying, are you really thin enough to be eating those chips? So I thought, I'll make it, no offence.
You did that with, I think, an extra pair of teeth in the front.
Oh, I can't remember, you know, but there was always a sense of nostalgia, so it would all be, oh, we'll get the bunting out, won't we? Isn't it, you know, V-Day, marvellous.
And this drunk Glaswegian cuts me, I know you. You're the bloke for an advice show, ain't you? I went, that's right, yeah. You and Thompson? I went, yeah, that's right. He went, I'm Ed Winchester.
But comedians supposedly are people who, you know, are depressed, and they try and, you know, say funny things and be funny and be up because they don't feel like that. And
does that apply to you?
Certainly. Silence is my enemy.
There's a great swathe of sadness right through the Fast Show. There really is, you know, longing. And I'm just going to confess right here.
You can't keep laughing for half an hour. In any comedy programme or any comedy film, there's going to be
it's
a point...
It's in the charter.
It's in the charter.
You are not allowed
I've studied
to laugh.
This. It's at this point, 67% into the programme, people will start laughing. You can't.
I am a professional drummer who is hugely into jazz. And I've been listening to jazz since I was 11. And no good jazz from bad jazz. And I could see... I got the joke straight away. For the nice or the greats or the smoke it.
Ongar on
Fade
bass.
Fade and Bois. On drums.
Yeah, Parsons Green. I mean, they all just kind of lent themselves brilliantly to jazz. Leicester Square on sax.
Your favourite equation?
Einstein said E equals MC squared, where I've come up with my own equation. Sock plus sandal equals beard. I think there's definitely still mileage in the fact.
10 nights at the O2.
Not a cavernous barn with small people in it. I think something more, really.
You know, I think so. Making the reunion for Radio 4 is very much like making love to a beautiful woman at an orgy. There's always too many men and not quite enough women.